So Sam Bird joins us now on the line. Thanks for your time, Sam. Three full days then with Mercedes in Abu Dhabi this week. And best of all, I spoke to your mum and she seemed quite pleased with it all.
Yeah, no, it was, what can I say? It was obviously a pleasure working with the Mercedes Petronas team again. I've been working with them for a year now, and I think that the 3 days that we did in Abu Dhabi were very, very positive, and I believe that they will have a good outcome come 2012.
You had 3 days, as I said. What was the programme then for you, Sam? I'm guessing it was, you know, a lot of heavy developments, at least on the first day, and then perhaps a little play around yesterday as the lap times went down dramatically.
We worked pretty much on crucial areas for the whole test. The test for us wasn't about going quickly. It was about understanding what we need to do in order to make ourselves even more competitive for the following year. So that was the aim. And I think that we've now collected a good amount of data to go away from the test and establish where we need to go from there.
I imagine you must feel quite proud, really, to be trusted upon so much as you're putting so much input into next year's race car.
It's a privilege to do it, and I really enjoyed getting my teeth into the job, and it was fantastic. I really got into it. I didn't really want the 3 days to end.
Not surprised, and obviously, of course, from a personal point of view, it must be fantastic to have so much mileage and as much as you can in an F1 car.
Absolutely, because testing is so restricted now. Any chance to drive the Formula One car is a privilege. Hopefully, I'd like to think sooner rather than later, I can potentially get a chance to drive in a proper Grand Prix. That is the ultimate goal. I'm more than happy with my 3 days work at the moment with Mercedes. That was a good 3 days work.
Earlier on this year in Barcelona, Sam, you probably remember we spoke about, we had a bit of a laugh about the possibility of some Friday drives and that you'd take it with both hands, obviously, if it was ever an option. Any more developments there?
We'll have to wait and see. I think it's too early to say yet. Obviously, I'd love to, but time will tell what happens.
Okay, sure. And obviously, there's Maiko and Nico as well. What's it like working with them, Sam? That must be fantastic. I mean, you're working alongside Michael Schumacher, going around doing laps, looking at the circuits with him.
Working with Michael and Nico is such a privilege. Both are very established Grand Prix drivers now, and I can learn an awful lot off both of them.
Okay, so on to 2012 then, that's the next challenge. What's the plan for you, Sam? More GP2?
Again, we'll have to wait and see what I'm doing with regards to next year. We've got, it's an exciting time, and we have to make up our minds, obviously, within the next month or so as to what we do, but it's an exciting time to find out what we do next year.
Well, Sam, thanks very much. Whichever way it goes, best of luck. Have a great Christmas, of course, and sorry for some of the interference we had on the line there.
That's all right. You too, and I'll speak to you soon.